For Storm Lake Radio, Al Terelia Boys Basketball, and Coach Evan Franzmeyer. We talked at the end of football season. Evan, of course, a much different looking team as compared to the last couple years, which have been so successful. How's the team been coming together these last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, we got a small group. We only have 18 kids total out for basketball, freshmen through seniors. So, small group. I wish we had a few more out, but I really like our tight-knit group. They all get along. They all share the basketball pretty well. In our top five, six, seven guys, they're going to compete very hard night in and night out. So, yeah, a little different look than we've had. We won't be as deep as we've been the past couple years, but some of these guys that are playing, they've had some experience, you know, especially last year, and I think we're going to be very tough night in and night out.
You had to be impressed with your Saturday Jamboree performance, coming out on the better end of the score against Storm Lake, a squad that figures to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, you know, Storm Lake is a very, very tough squad. They're hard to match up with. They got a lot of athletes, a lot of length, you know, some really quick, good guards. It's a good team. I like playing those guys. They're up in your grill. They're going to be hands on you. You got to be tough with the ball, be strong with it. And they're quick, and that's why I like playing those guys. It was a good time at the Jamboree, and we were able to come out on top. But really good experience, you know. Pressure game, crowd was kind of chanting there at the Jamboree. It was kind of nice, and some pressure free throws at the end, and we had to do a little better job at the free throw line, but overall, a great experience at Jamboree.
As you said, your depth on the varsity, a little smaller than what you'd like, especially with a couple injuries you're dealing with early in the season, but despite that, you were telling me a while back, you still figured to push the tempo a little more this year.
Yeah, you know, we are down a few guys. We got three of our top ten a little banged up right now, but hopefully shove them all back by Christmas break, which will be nice. But yeah, we're gonna get out and push tempo. These guys we have, we don't have very many, but they can run, and that's kind of the best way they play. You know, an Anthony Career, a Chandler, a Ty Hanks, they play good up and down the court. So it's gonna be fun to watch, and I think we'll be all right.
How do you feel about your ability to defend as well as you have in recent years?
You know, we got two newcomers that came in, Logan McCoy and Zach Issa, that are kind of learning our style of defense, which is taking some time. And each week they'll get better and better at it. We're already better now than we were a week ago. So, but yeah, our defense is still gonna be the same. We're gonna be out pressure. We're gonna deny entry passes. We're gonna hedge ball screens. We're really gonna communicate, and that's what I've stressed since day one of practice: is talk the game. No matter what the game is, if it's defense, offense, inbound play, whatever it is, talk the game. So if we talk, we'll be very solid defensively.
Yeah, as far as your bell cows, so to speak, this year, you mentioned Anthony Career and Eric when he's healthy, and also Tyler Hanks. Probably starts with those three.
Yeah, we're really you know, our two guards, Anthony Career and Tyler Hanks, are really, this season so far, have really been kind of our go-to, you know, bell cows, like you said. We're gonna go with Tyler. You know, Tyler can, he can get shooting pretty good from outside, but he's also very good at around the rim finishing. So, but, you know, Cade Rourke can hit outside shots. Anthony Career can hit outside shots. And then when we get Eric Steffen back, he brings an inside-outside weapon to us too. So it'll be nice to have him back.
Yeah. Any other points of emphasis you're stressing the team, focal points as you get geared up for starting to play for keeps?
Yeah. We've really focused on communication, like I talked about. And then the other thing is just attitude and effort. Tonight, or at Jamboree on Saturday, we brought a lot of effort. And hopefully here against Ridgeview, we can bring a lot of effort. If we bring effort, we should be in every single game. We're gonna have nights where we don't shoot the ball very well, like every other team will too. But our intensity and our pressure and attitude have to be there every time.
Monday opener against Ridgeview. We'll see you for that one. And later in the week against Storm Lake St. Mary's, and down the road as well. Evan, thank you very much and all the best.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.
Al Terelia and boys basketball coach Evan Franzmeyer on Storm Lake Radio.